Espresso English Podcast, Episode 63, Handy English Idioms with the Word Hand. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. The adjective handy means something is convenient or useful. So, the expressions you'll learn today are all very convenient and useful to use in English. Number one, get out of hand. If something gets out of hand, it means it gets out of control. For example, my uncle's drinking problem got out of hand and eventually he became an alcoholic. Number two, experience something firsthand. If you experience something firsthand, it means you experience it yourself. For example, I didn't realize how hard it was to be a parent until I experienced it firsthand. Number three, change hands. To change hands means when an object is passed or sold from one owner to another. For example, this house has changed hands several times since it was built. Number four, have your hands full, or have got your hands full. This expression means to be completely busy or occupied with something which requires a lot of effort and attention. For example, Barry and Martha have 6 children and 4 dogs. They've certainly got their hands full. Number five, try your hand at. To try your hand at something means to try doing something for the first time. For example, I've never taken a cooking class, but I'd like to try my hand at it. Number six, at hand. At hand means available. This is used for objects, not people. For example, I like to have a dictionary at hand when I'm reading a book in English. You like to have the dictionary available so you can consult it while reading. Number seven, give a hand or lend a hand. Both of these expressions mean to help somebody with something, especially something that requires physical effort. For example, I can't carry all these books by myself. Could you give me a hand? Meaning, could you help me to carry the books? Give someone a hand also has another meaning, when an audience claps their hands, gives applause to someone. For example, when the politician finished his speech, the audience gave him a hand. Number eight, wash your hands of. This means to stop being responsible for or involved in something. For example, the manager washed his hands of the whole situation and told us to solve the problem ourselves. Number nine, hands are tied. If your hands are tied, it means you don't have the ability to help or take action because something is preventing you. For example, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. My hands are tied. Number 10, know a place like the back of your hand. This means to know the place extremely well. For example, she lived in New York for 20 years. She knows the city like the back of her hand. Number 11, hands down. Hands down means obviously, unquestionably, without a doubt. For example, Sarah was hands down the best skater at the competition. Number 12, a hand-me-down. A hand-me-down is a piece of clothing that belonged to an older brother or sister and is passed to a younger brother or sister. For example, my mother never bought me new clothes. She just gave me hand-me-downs from my sister. Number 13, second-hand. If you find out about something second-hand, it means you find out from another person or source and not directly. For example, I wasn't at the party, I only heard about it secondhand. Number 14, in good hands. To be in good hands means to be in the care of somebody good or knowledgeable who will take good care of it. For example, don't worry, your car is in good hands. William's an excellent mechanic. Number 15. Have a hand in. This expression simply means to have a role in, to play a part in. For example, Janet's cousin, who is a vice president at the company, had a hand in getting her the job. Number 16. Take matters into your own hands. This expression means to take action on a problem yourself because other people have failed to do so. For example, the city hadn't done anything about the trash in the park, so citizens took matters into their own hands and organized a day to clean it up. Number 17. Tip your hand. To tip your hand means to reveal a secret, especially about your own plans or opinions. For example, the director tipped his hand on plans for his next movie. Number 18. On the one hand, on the other hand. This expression is used to compare two opposite aspects of a situation. For example, on the one hand, my job pays well, but on the other hand, it's very stressful. Are you looking for a fun and easy way to learn English idioms? Check out the English Idioms course at espressoenglish.net. Each lesson starts with a quiz which will help you discover the meaning of common idioms in the context of situations where they would be used. Then I'll explain the idioms and give you more examples, and finally you can practice the new expressions with another quiz as well as a writing exercise. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the English Idioms course. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.